Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. If you just missed out on here in the first segment, the book is called The Winemakers of Paso Robles. It's magic. And congratulations, Joyce here in Wichita. She was the lucky winner. And, man, you're going to love it. I hope you got a big coffee table. You're going to need it. Two quick notes before we talk to a great winemaker from Paso. If you want to see some fun stuff, go to winespectator.com/video voting. There is a series of winery-submitted videos. And the one that I think you should vote for is Jordan Vineyard. If you watch them all, it's hands down the best one. But they're all interesting and filled with great humor. winespectator.com/video voting. And then don't forget, just another quick reminder, coming up soon, September 28th, 6 to 7 is VIP, 7 to 9 general admission for A Toast to Wichita's Finest, the wine opener, a benefit for cystic fibrosis. It's at Century 2, September 28th. Save the date, get tickets. I'll be there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, joining me now is Daniel Dow. Daniel and his brother put together what has become one of the stalwarts of this magnificent growing region in the Central Coast. And he's nice enough to interrupt the harvest. They're right in the heat of it right now, literally. And it's just so great that I wish I was there and could talk to George and Daniel together. But he joins us by phone. Daniel Dow, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you very much for having me on.
How's the harvest going, man? Are your fingers purple?
You know, they're purple. My hands are rough, and sorry, we had a tough heat wave to deal with about 2 weeks ago. Yeah. But things have cooled down since, and now we're just hanging nicely, waiting for the grapes to mature, and hopefully getting still a great harvest.
Oh, that's great. Well, first off, I think your section with you and your brother and talking about the winery is one of the best in the book, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
But and for good reason. I wish we had more time, but I wish you could take us back and talk about the history, where you guys came from, how you ended up there, how you became part of this beautiful mountain, and the beginnings of the winery.
Yeah, I'll give you the short version. You know, we grew up in France, and our dad loved wine. He would have wine every day at lunch. You know, he would finish the bottle at night. I still remember him walking in one day so excited, like a kid at Christmas, and I didn't know what was going on. I heard all kind of commotion, and I asked him what was going on. He was carrying about 4 or 5 cases of Chateau Cheval Blanc 1975,
wow.
And he was so excited. And he would drink that wine every day, and, you know, and I would watch him drink wine, and you know, he would talk about life, and he would obviously always give me a little wine to taste with him. And that's really when the passion for wine started for me, growing up in France. My brother and I immigrated to the United States. I was 18 at the time. He was also 18 when he came in. He came in a little bit before me. And we, you know, we never thought we could make a living being winemakers. You know, France is very rule-oriented, very hierarchical-oriented. If you don't come from a winemaking family, if your uncle is not a winemaker or your dad doesn't come from a winemaking family, it's very hard to penetrate the market. So it wasn't even a thought. So we became engineers. He majored in electrical engineering. I did in computer engineering at the University of California, San Diego. After graduating, we were pretty much broke. And our parents immigrated here with our last $50,000. That's all they had left. And we didn't have a choice. We had to come up with something to make it. So came up with this idea to computerize hospitals. And, you know, we were young. We were 22 and 26. And we took that $50,000. And, you know, I think America's still has, you know, dreams available for people who want to come and make it happen here. And the American dream was alive for us. And, you know, we did well. We took our company public 10 years later and ended up retiring. And at that time, there wasn't even a second thought for me that I wanted to be a winemaker. I had been studying wine, reading about wine for, you know, 5 or 6 years. I was 32. And it was a matter of finding the right place. So I got to work with two great winemakers, learned how to make wine, studied winemaking, and looked pretty much throughout the globe to basically find a place that I could grow Cabernet Sauvignon, world-class cab is really what I was after. Obviously, I wanted to stay in the United States, preferably. I didn't want to go abroad, even though, you know, I did look at a few places outside of the U.S. And it was I was shocked to see that there was actually a French terroir in California that had the same soils as Bordeaux and incredible climate that was actually similar to Napa. It's not the same one, almost. And that place was on the Adelaide district where our winery is today.
Wow.
So 8 years later, we found the place, we planted the flag here, and started our winery, and that was 10 years ago.
God, I know how that must feel to you. 10 years might at first glance seem like a lifetime, but I imagine from your perspective, when you look back, it must be a blink of an eye.
It is. It went quickly, very quickly. I couldn't believe that we celebrated our 10-year anniversary this year. I mean, it was just like yesterday. We were stepping foot here, and there was nothing planted. There was no water, no electricity, no infrastructure, and we had to develop everything.
Now known as Dow Mountain, the place where this beautiful facility that you guys put together has probably one of the best views in all of Paso and all of the Central Coast.
Well, thank you. It's the highest spot vineyard in Paso. We're at 2,200 feet elevation, so it is the highest elevation vineyard. We have two operating wineries on the property. Interestingly enough, this is really considered the cradle of winemaking in Paso, where in the 60s, I believe in 1961, was Dr. Hoffman who actually acquired the property and hired Andrei Chelyshev to help him make wine right here. So he established the first commercial modern winery in Paso Robles, and his first crush was 1972, so very early on. I had the chance to enjoy 1977 Cabernet with Dr. Hoffman before he passed away about 4 years ago.
Wow.
And it was just beautiful. It still was fresh and probably had another 10, 20 years in it.
That's something. Well, while you're talking, I'm enjoying 2016 Dow Paso Robles Cabernet. And I have a case. I don't know if I can keep it for 20 years, but we'll see. If you can stay with us, I know you got to get back to the harvest. Can you give us one quick break, and then we'll finish up? I want to talk about the wines you produce, and in particular this wine, the 2016 Cab.
Absolutely.
Great. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go away. We'll talk more about Dow Vineyards. And don't forget, it is the wine of the week. You can get the Dow 2016 Cabernet from Paso at Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road. Tommy Jacobs, my anchor sponsor, couldn't be here without him, as well as all my other sponsors that make the good life possible. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.